Podcasties!
Hello, Podcasties!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to week two of the
Hufflepuff. Welcome and bienvenue.
Welcome.
There's a theme song.
Yeah, that's another one we could use. I am Stenny.
I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Stenny.
Bet and Stenny.
This is the Hucklebug podcast.
It's the Hucklebug.
Bet has promised me that she's going to be less city-fied this week, which means there will be more translations than last week.
Oh.
Whoa.
To scare the children. I noticed that last week I was calling you Stenny.
As opposed to Stenny.
Stenny, yeah, that's what I normally call you, Stenny. So I'm going to call you Stenny this week.
All right, you call me whatever you like.
Oh, don't say that. Niblet. Yeah. My little Niblet.
Niblet. All right, let's do some shout-outs to all of our listeners out there. By the way, let's just check this real quick.
We could be like Miss Connie on Romper Room and name them one by one.
And I see Mike and Michelle and Lily and Krizzer. And that's about it, I think.
That's it.
That's all I see out there. We have, according to the Feedburner stats, we have 6 subscribers. But there's only 4 people who left comments in the Hucklebug blog, so.
Two mysteries. It's us. No, I didn't subscribe. So.
I did, but I unsubscribed because I wanted it to be.
Because you're sick of us already.
No, I wanted it. I wanted the thing to be to reflect.
Pure. You wanted it to be pure. Pure.
I wanted it to be pure.
Pure boys.
Pure boys. All right. So let's. Well, we did the shout-outs already. So Mike, Michelle, Lily, Krizzer. Thanks for tuning in.
And those other 2 people, we love you too, even though we don't know who you are.
We love you too. We just don't know your names.
We love you anonymously.
Exactly. And Krizzer wrote that when you were talking about Snyder Towns last week, that she thought it sounded like Snotter's Hounds.
Yeah, so I've read that my own self. Well, you know, Mr. M himself, when I say the high school, he thinks I'm saying the high school.
Yes,
but I guess it's just par for the course.
To the high school.
Yeah, the high school.
Well, when you said Snyder's Hounds, when you said Snyder's Hounds last week, I thought you said Snotter's Hands. And that was why I translated.
Took off Snotter's Hands.
That was why I asked, first of all, what you actually said, and that was why I translated once I figured it out.
There you go.
So Lily writes in our comments, you know, she writes that Fred and Ethel were like rabbits. I have to say I disagree.
I don't think Fred had the capacity to be like rabbits.
I don't think he's had his pants down.
Yeah.
In
unless
ages.
They just the fell pants. Down. You
they
know.
Were the pants that ate Fred Mertz.
That's right. They kept getting higher instead of lower.
I don't think he could take them off if he wanted
them. Ethel wanted it. There's no denying.
Not from Fred.
Well,
not
she wanted
Fred,
Ricky.
She wanted Ricky.
But then again,
they might
who
have
didn't?
Had a little something-something on
oh,
the side.
Oh, my.
With, I don't think Ricky would
with
do
the
that.
Bongos.
Yeah, I don't think Ricky would do that. Not with Ethel, anyway. Mm. Maybe with somebody, but not with Ethel.
With Fred?
Maybe.
Broke back Tropicana.
I wish I could quit you. And then, Michelle wants to know about more sex lives of TV characters.
Michelle would, you know. Michelle wants to know about everybody's sex lives.
She also expressed consternation and uproar, as I did, that you didn't think Marcello was going down on any women in the 1980s.
He was not. Not until 1961, I'm sure of it.
According to the Oracle of Bet, cunnilingus was not invented until 1961.
You got that
I have
right.
to say I disagree. I have to say I disagree. That's all.
Someone
That's
all discovered it quite by accident in 1961 and told a friend who
Wait,
told
now,
two friends who told 4 friends and I got started that way.
But now, fellatio has been around since ancient Greece, if not longer.
Well,
right? That's just a case of men always getting what they want.
As I said to Mr. M this very weekend, you have pooed on my theory. Do not poo on my theory, please.
I'm not Well, I am pooing on the theory that nobody ever had cunnilingus until 1961. That I poo on. Mike wants to know about Anne Marie and Donald, that girl.
Well, you know, that was the after we disconnected last week, that was the very first couple I thought of.
Well, I'm going to leave this in your capable hands because I actually never watched that girl.
I love that girl, and I love Donald. Donald was
the
perfect boyfriend. Yes, they did. But I'm
convinced. If he was the perfect boyfriend, I hope so.
I'm convinced that their wedding night was the first night.
Really?
Yes, I am. I'm convinced. Now, I think she was of old.
Did they get married on the show? Because, as I say, I'm not familiar with that girl really at all.
They get married. I think they're married for the last season.
All those years on the air.
I'm sure she was a virgin when she got married, but he was not, because he was a newspaper or a magazine editor, writer, and he got around.
Oh yeah, those guys.
But Donald, you know, he put up with so much, but he loved it. He loved it. He loved having a goofy girlfriend. And that's why he was so. And you know, then she hit a point where she had no bangs. You can tell the old ones from the new ones, because in the old one she had bangs, and in the new one she just had hair parted in the middle. That might have been when they started having sex.
Should we move on to Michelle's request?
Yes. Start throwing them out here.
All right. Gabe Cotter and Julie.
Oh, they did
again,
it. They did it with sweat hogs all around the bed, because the sweat hogs came to. You know, would you ever have gone to a teacher's house when you were in high school? No.
In the window? No, I didn't like any of my teachers. My theory on Gabe and Julie is that they did, and that he talked all through it and told incessant stories
about his
uncle,
and it was not a pleasant experience for her, because you know how bored she was at the joke. So she was that bored during the sex.
Yeah, she was probably more
bored. Did she ever smile? Did that woman ever smile?
Once in a while. Would you smile if you were on that friggin' show?
No.
I wouldn't have. But as to the sweat hogs themselves, I have what I believe is going to be a stunning revelation.
Okay. They were gay.
Vinnie Barbarino?
Gay. No.
Virgin. Oh, yeah. He talked a big game, but he was a big friggin' tease.
Oh.
Vinnie never had sex.
Poor Shaq was the one who had all the sex.
No.
He had sympathy sex.
No. You know who was having more sex than anybody in that high school, though, was Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Oh, I thought you could say the principal.
No, God, Mr. Woodman? No chance. But Freddie was, and Epstein probably was, too.
Yeah,
Epstein had to get a note from his mother every time he had sex. I got a note. All right, so that was pretty well takes care of Welcome Back, Cotter.
Yes.
Let's move on to, she's got Oliver Wendell Douglas and Lisa from Green Acres.
Now, you have to understand something going right into this.
Okay.
I hate Green Acres.
I like Green Acres.
I hate Green Acres.
Okay.
I think they had sex.
Listeners?
And I don't give a shit what kind of sex they had, because I hate Green Acres.
All right. Fair enough.
They all fucked Arnold the pig. That's all I have to say. And they can go fuck Arnold the pig right in the eye, because that's how much I hate Green Acres.
God almighty. All right, I get it. You don't like Green Acres.
I don't.
Woo! All right, listeners, did you get that? If there's any
doubts.
Thank you.
If anyone has any doubts, you just write me personally, and I will tell you that I hate Green Acres.
Bet does not like Green Acres.
It was dumb. It was just freaking dumb.
It was supposed to be dumb.
Well, I know,
that was his name.
It was.
I assumed that Eb and Arnold the Pig had a little bit of a thing.
I would not be a bit surprised, and he probably never took off his little baseball hat. Eb was Goober. He was the Goober of Green Acres.
I think Oliver and Lisa had their share of fun times in bed. However, I think she withheld it from him quite a bit, I think.
Yes, until she could get a nice bauble. All I know is that every week when they said the chores and he was using the pitchfork and he
not chores.
Took the pitchfork, I was hoping it would hit Lisa right in the chest.
The pitchfork?
Yes.
You know, you're not being very nice about the show. Can I just say?
Did I mention I'm not fond of the show?
No, you didn't mention that. Really?
I just did not like that show. It was
all
the
right.
poor man's Beverly
Hills. I got that impression.
No, not only that. I'll go you one better. It was
go
the poor
better,
man's Petticoat Junction, and now that's saying something. Because, you know, at least Petticoat Junction had Billy Joe, Bobby Joe, and Betty Joe, and then there was another Joe that came along later.
I disagree. At least Green Acres had a fun theme song, and Eddie Albert, who I love.
Mm. Well, I liked him in Roman Holiday.
Yeah,
he should have stayed on his Vespa and ridden instead of gone to the farm.
All right. Well, I guess we won't. Should we not talk about the Ziffles?
The Ziffles. I'll tell you.
Fred and Doris Ziffle.
Well, they did own the pig.
But do Fred and Doris have sex?
No.
I don't think so either.
I vote
Listen
no.
Listen, you being all authoritative on Green Acres.
I'm the UN. I'm trying to in the United Nations of their sexuality, and I say no.
All right, so that leads us down to Bull and Selma. He's not aware of is that we kind of steered clear of 70s and 80s shows because you knew who was having sex on those shows because they showed them in bed having sex.
That's right. There came a point where people had sex on.
Bull could not handle Selma.
No,
to Michelle. No. Oh my God! You know who we didn't talk about?
Who?
We didn't talk about Gilligan's Island.
Oh, they were all doing it.
There was all kinds of sex going on.
Except the professor, I don't think.
Oh, yes, he was.
He could have invented a woman, you know.
Mister, the professor probably had all kinds of scientifically
you're just
calibrated
like
ways.
Crazy. I can barely hear what you're saying.
Really?
Do not move.
Oh, I can't help it. I have to move. I have to.
Don't breathe.
I have to wave my hands around when
okay.
I talk.
Okay.
Anyway, I was saying that I think the professor had all these scientifically calibrated methods of.
Mmm. So you think even him
woman.
And Ginger did it?
No, I think him and Marianne.
Yeah, he and Marianne, and I think everybody probably was having sex except Gilligan, because who would have sex with Gilligan?
You know who? Well, I thought it would be ironic if the only people not having sex on the island were the Howells.
Lovey and Thurston
Howells.
That's another show I really hated.
Yeah, I can't stand that show. But they were having all kinds of sex.
Yeah.
All right. So those are the ones. Those were the requests. Those were our obligatory shout-outs have been done. We love our listeners. Hucklebug listeners are the best listeners in the world.
Oh, aren't they, though?
Yeah, they totally
are. I'm going to do a catfish yawn. We just love you.
Yeah, Dad, right now.
Oh, Jellybean says not loud enough. I can't hardly hear nothing.
Well, you know, when I listened, I had to hike my volume way up.
Yeah, I'll try raising the.
It was like when I recorded my vlogs. It was you just have to hike it as far as it'll go.
Yeah, I'll try raising the levels before I put this.
Okay, we've had our first complaint.
Yeah, Jesus. All right, well then, shall we move on to highlights and lowlights of the
week? We can move on to that.
All righty. What was your highlight?
Well, I know this is going to be hard for you to believe, but my highlight of the week
I know what your highlight was.
Was seeing the Hackensaw Boys.
Of course.
I saw the Hackensaw Boys, and I met Hackensaw Boys, and I mingled with Hackensaw Boys, and
I had my picture taken
with Hackensaw Boys, and Mr. M was just grabbing them and flinging them my way.
That's fantastic.
And they were bouncing off, and, you know.
Sounds like he maybe made up for ducking out on you at
He did. He became my hero Saturday night. He was in full force. He also said that because we went to eat, because we got there so early, we went to eat and there was a band where we were eating, just like a guitar and a mandolin, but they were playing bluegrass. Then there was an opening band for the Hackensaw Boys who played old-time music. And then there was the Hackensaw Boys, and, you know, Mr. M is a classical type of a guy. And he said that after all that country music, he felt like he'd been beat. so he did his share of suffering. So he atoned for ducking out on me.
He atoned for his sin.
Yes, he did.
Well, good.
And I got to tell you, the Hackensaw Boys, they did all the greats and the near greats and the songs we know and the songs we don't know. But they did a song that I'd never heard before. I actually mentioned it to my dad, and I could tell it was an old song just by the way it sounded. But my dad actually knew this song. It was called What You Gonna Do With the Baby. The opening lines were, the baby laughed, the baby cried, I stuck my finger in the baby's eye. I cannot love a song that starts that way.
I don't think it's possible.
You're hooked from the beginning.
I love it already. I've never even heard it.
Oh, so
that's perfect.
So that the Hackensaw Boys just rock, and they're all so nice, and they're all so cute, and I love that.
One of them is named Ferd.
One of them is named Ferd. And
that's another name that you don't hear around Los Angeles.
Not a lot of Ferds in L.A.?
We don't. I've never met anyone named Ferd.
Oh.
None in Los Angeles.
And, you know, I'm not sure exactly what Ferd's real name is. Somewhere on their website, I think it has all of their real names. But they call him Four because he's something, something, something the fourth. So that's how he has the name Four Hackensaw. But he just says his mother calls him Ferd, so they call him Ferd, too.
Well,
so I don't know.
It might be short for, like, Ferdinand.
Yeah, that's a name you hear a lot in the wilds of Virginia. Oh,
I'll
Ferdinand.
Tell you something, you hear Ferdinand more often here than you do Ferd.
Oh, so that was my highlight of the week, and it was a very good time. So what was your highlight of the week, Steny?
Well, be it. My highlight, actually, this is going to sound a little cheesy, but my highlight of the week, actually... My highlight of the week, actually, was getting the podcast up and running.
All right.
So my highlight was getting the podcast up and running, something we've been talking about doing for a really long time.
Yes.
And we've had software issues, we've had hardware issues...
Don't say the word issue. You'll piss off Mr. M.
Issue. Yeah, we managed to record ourselves, we managed to chat live, but we couldn't record it, and all of these other problems. And then we could record it, but we talked for 3 hours, and the file was way too big for me to edit down. Last week we went 2 hours, which was still too long. This week we're going to try to go for an hour, and then I'm going to try to edit it down to about 45 minutes. So anyways, that was it. That was my highlight. It was a good feeling to get it up and running and see that people were listening to it and stuff like that. That was kind of fun.
Very good. Very good.
Yay.
My goal is to get a listener outside of our general area. You know?
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
So if anybody knows anyone outside of our general area, drop them a line.
Yeah, exactly.
But we'll never know unless they comment. So this person from outside our general area has to comment.
Those were our highlights of the
week. Highlights of the week.
What was your
low light of the week? Well, my low light of the week actually happened today, but it's related to my trip over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
And I'll try, it may be a long story, but I'll try to give you the most Reader's Digested versions of it.
Okay, and then I'll go through and edit it all out.
Okay,
anyway.
Make it one line. I came home for lunch today, as I do every day, and I walked into the living room, which is one of the few rooms in my house that doesn't have a name. It's just the living room.
Just the living room.
And I happened to notice that my front door was blaring wide open.
Uh-oh.
And I got really upset, and I thought, oh, shit, someone's broken into my house. So I start walking around my house, seeing if someone's lurking in the shadows, and, of course, no one was.
Can I ask a question for clarification?
Yes.
Do you not enter and leave by the
no,
front door? No,
I do not. I enter through the door at the dinette.
At the dinette?
At the
dinette.
The dinette. Not the dinette.
Dinette.
My little dinette. D-E-N-E-T-E. Dinette.
She's saying that
they're both at the front of the house, but one's on the side, you know,
okay,
at the far end. So I always go in and out.
So it's not the door you just came in.
Right.
It's a totally different door.
Yes, it's my door that almost always stays closed unless someone comes to my house, which is where this is leading. Because the last time someone came to my house was Mr. M, because he always comes to the front door because he likes to ring the doorbell. So it hit me. The last time I was even at that door was when Mr. M was there on Saturday.
Uh-oh.
So I have gone to Morgantown, West Virginia, and back. I've gone to bed Sunday night. I've gone to bed Monday night. And I've gone to work on Tuesday with my front door blaring wide open and never knew it. Plus the fact that the screen door wasn't even latched. So I guess this proves that I do live in a town so small that people walk by my house and don't even friggin' think to come in and take my stuff, which I guess
isn't it cold in your house if your door?
My house is always cold. People come to my house. Well, people don't come to my house, but when people come to my house, they sit around in their coats because I like it cold.
Maybe it's because your front door is always open.
But you know, I did. But you know, I did think about last night. I was cold in bed and I could not get warm. I mean, I actually went in past my door and hiked up the heat, and I was still cold. And I guess that's why, because my door was flaring wide open for 3 friggin' days, and I didn't even know it.
So this is the living room door.
This is the living room door.
And you never have occasion to.
And I guess that should be the highlight of my week, because everything I own is still here, but it's a low light that I believe I'm going crazy. I mean, I shouldn't even be allowed to own a house if I can't keep my damn door closed, but there you go.
This could have been a much lower low.
I know.
No,
I could have died.
I'm not saying you did badly with your low light. I'm just saying.
It could have been lower. My standards.
Exactly. Okay. At least none of your stuff got stolen.
That's right. So what was your low light, Miss Spins?
My low light was taking the cat to the vet, discovering that he had to be put on Prozac.
Stinny's cat is crazy. Stinny's got a crazy cat. Wears a little helmet all around the apartment.
He is doing a lot better.
He is taking his medicine.
He's taking his medicine every day.
And he hasn't tried to kill himself yet. Because I worry about people and pets on Prozac.
I know. I do too. I've read the literature. And it's not encouraging. But, you know, I'm taking the raise.
Now, now, I've got to ask you, because I know a little background on this story. I'm not supposed to, of course, we'll act like I don't.
You may.
Tell us about the experience of having his prescription filled. At the
drugstore. I had to go to Rite Aid to get his prescription filled.
Was the prescription filled?
Yes. And when I signed for it, it said, "Are you the patient or are you other?" And I asked the guy, "Should I say patient?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "But I'm not Boo." Here's the thing. In the past, every time my cats have been sick or needed medication or whatever, it's always been right there at the vet. They've got a little bottle and they hand it to me or whatever. This stuff, they said, they handed me a script. And I'm like, "Well, what am I going to do with this?" And they said, "Go to the Rite Aid." I said, "You want me to go to Rite Aid and get my cat's prescription filled?" And he's got 3 refills, so that means I have to keep going back.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my low light of the week, taking the cat to the vet and getting him put on Prozac. But my low light has a happy ending because it does seem to be doing some good. He hasn't peed on the rug, and he's a little
but you have
as well.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, shall we move on
to
movies?
Let's move on to movies.
You've got to
see my movie list. I did. I've seen 3 movies since since we last spoke. Friday night was a good night for me.
What'd you see?
I watched Catch 22.
Oh, my goodness. Get out of here. You watched Catch 22?
And I watched The Heart is a Lonely Hunter again, which Mike says is the sequel to The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. The Heart is a Lonely Hunter again. I had really been having a hankering to see Mr. Singer again. So I started with Catch 22, though, because, you know, I wanted to see the flirting scene with Lee Chana in the bar. And I knew I had all night nothing to do. So I started with Catch 22, and I finished up with The Heart is a Lonely Hunter.
The Heart is a Lonely Hunter.
And then just Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So I take that. Monday I started The Shop Around the Corner.
Oh, that's a great movie.
I only gave it 3 stars.
Really?
I guess because it I don't know. I just...
You are
heartless. I'm a heartless woman, I know. But I finished
really
it up today during my lunch hour with my door blaring wide open.
Maybe if, you know, I don't... Yeah, maybe you would like it better if you watched it all the way through as opposed to...
Maybe so. But, you know, who's in the shop around the corner.
Not Alan Arkin.
No.
A lot of people
the great and powerful Oz.
He's in a lot of movies. He is phenomenal
he
in that
is
movie.
He is probably the reason that it got 3 stars. I did enjoy The Great and Powerful Oz.
He's phenomenal in that movie.
Yes,
Frank Morgan
very
is
good.
The actor's name.
Very good.
Ignore the man behind the curtain. I love Frank Morgan. I love me some Frank Morgan.
You love Frank Morgan. He's dead, you know.
Yeah, they're all dead now. What are you going to do?
Everyone we love is dead.
You're right. Everyone we love is dead.
Except Alan F. Arkin.
We're talking actors. We're not talking podcast listeners.
All
the podcast listeners that we love, they're still alive.
All the only people who are listening to us are dead.
So, Friday night, Scotty Dude and I went to see The Big Lebowski.
Oh, that's a good
Amazing
one.
Arizona at the Beverly.
Sam Elliott plays. Okay, this is Mr.
Stranger.
No, this is Mr. M's line about Sam Elliott. In every movie he plays Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott.
Always, no matter what, if he played Hitler, he would be Sam Elliott.
He would be, I have to say, he would be a rotten choice for Hitler.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be really, how?
Yeah, exactly. Big Lebowski and Raising Arizona, and I had seen both of them before, of course. The Big Lebowski I hadn't seen since it first came out in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
And Raising Arizona I'd seen a few times. I thought going in that I liked Raising Arizona better, but I realized as I came out that I liked The Big Lebowski way better.
You know, my confession is that I've never seen Raising Arizona all the way through, because
really?
I just really did not like that movie. Which is a shame, because, you know, I do love me some Coen brothers, but I don't like Raising Arizona. And The Big Lebowski, not that I ever disliked him. But The Big Lebowski really made me like Jeff Bridges. Really made me like Jeff.
Yeah, you know what? It was interesting. I remember the first time that I saw The Big Lebowski, I kind of walked out just kind of going, what the? What? I mean, I just didn't. Yeah. Whereas I'd seen, you know, Barton Fink and walked out going, oh, yeah.
Oh,
you know, I understood Barton Fink, but not The Big Lebowski confused
That says more about you than we ever needed to know.
Well, yeah, probably. But I watched it again and just went, man, I don't know how I could not have just loved this the first time I saw it. I just thought
it's a fun movie.
It really is. So I saw those two on Friday night, and then Saturday and Sunday I amused myself with a little trio of Robert Young. B films.
Robert F. Young to you.
Stored up in the TiVo. just Robert Young.
Well, on Father Knows Best, he was Robert F. Young, but we've already covered that ground last week.
Yeah, that's right. So I saw three of those little weird movies.
Those were in your TiVo last week, weren't they?
They were. The very ones that were in my TiVo are the ones that I watched. So, all right, so there's movies. We've done highlights, we've done lowlights, we've done movies.
Now, what is it you say about my movie list, my dear Stinny? Because
yes. your recent viewing of Catch-22 has afforded me the opportunity to discuss something I've noticed about your movie list, which is that if you look at Bette's movie list, which is linked from Hucklebug,
.blogspot.com.
Yeah, the URL is a little. The URL is a, of the movie list itself is a little long.
It's too long. Yeah.
Here. But you can look at Bette's movie list and look at the last 20 movies that she's seen, and you're always going to find at least one, if not all three, of the following films in there.
Probably all three.
Catch-22, Dig, and The In-Laws. And as a matter of fact, I am looking at it. I am looking right now at the last 20 movies that you watched.
Yeah.
You are right now at number 31. So going back from 31 back to, what, 11?
11.
And you've seen Catch-22 twice, and Dig once, and The In-Laws once, in your last 20 movies.
Whenever I'm without a movie, one of those,
three
goes in the machine. Broke my
so
fucking guitar, man.
What she's trying to tell you, dear listener, is she recommends those movies.
Holly, if you have not seen those movies, hither thee to your local video store and get all three and have don't leave your house.
Absolutely. Catch 22, that's on DVD now?
Yes, it is.
That's good.
The In-Laws is on DVD, and with commentary. You've got to listen to both.
The commentary is very good. I do recommend the commentary highly. And
Dick says the word fuck every 1 second.
Yeah, they say fuck more than I do in Dig. Dig is a great movie as well. So I would recommend all three of those as well. I haven't seen Catch-22 in ages. I should probably watch that again.
Yes, you should. The commentary, not so good.
I want to do a special shout-out, if I may.
Oh, sure.
Let's do a special shout-out to Krizzer.
Okay.
Congratulations on getting into Shore.
Oh, absolutely. She's seeing her dream.
All right, so we've done highlights, we've done lowlights, we've done movies. We've done Sex Lives with TV characters.
Yes. We do have Best Thing and Worst Thing on TV.
Exactly. So let's move on to Best Thing We Saw on TV, Worst Thing We Saw on TV. So what was the best thing that you saw on TV in the last week?
Okay, the best thing I saw on TV.
Should we do Worst Thing first?
Let's do Worst Thing first.
Okay, so what was the worst thing that you saw on TV last week?
Well,
I have a great one for this. I can't wait.
You know, I've watched very little TV in the past week.
Uh-oh.
If I had to pick, I would pick... Well, see, normally in a week's time, the best and worst thing I see on television is American Idol. Because, you know, it sucks and I watch it anyway. So I will pick the performance week, the performance night of American Idol, which was songs from the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And Barry Manilow was the special guest. I'm so sorry.
Barry Manilow? What's that supposed to mean? We're not doing best thing we saw on TV. We're doing the worst thing we saw on TV.
But what, just seeing what these people picked for their songs. I mean, you know,
did they all sing Barry Manilow songs?
No, they didn't. I was afraid that they were obliged.
They were walking around and go, oh man.
Well, that they were obliged to sing songs off of his album, you know, where he does songs from the 50s.
But no, instead they all sang Stevie Wonder again.
They all, some sang Buddy Holly and some sang.
Oh, that's what they're doing. All this.
I don't know. It was just, and you know, Paula's drunk every week, and
she has to get drunk.
And then you have to look at Ryan Seacrest, and why do I watch that? You know, it's like being a heroin addict. You hate it, but you do it anyway.
That would be the low light of my television week every week if I watch that show.
Yes.
I hate that guy.
So that I'll pick that as my low light, even though I may have possibly seen something that was worse, but I couldn't possibly tell you what it was. What was yours, my dear?
My lowlight, my television lowlight, the worst thing I saw on TV this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because we talked about this last week.
Green Acres.
Last night on Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, my gosh.
Albert gets hooked on morphine.
Oh, my God.
And vomits.
Is some serious puking, and it's all white. It almost looks like semen.
It's like baby spit up.
Oh, I think it looks like semen. And there's a lot in there.
That doesn't make me happy. Well, you know what we said last week about Pa. And the size of his manliness.
And Charles cries, with every puke, there are more tears.
It just cries and cries and cries.
And he holds Albert and says, oh, just puke it up, or whatever he said.
Yeah, he says, let it out.
And, you know, somebody was puking up morphine that looked like semen. I would not be holding him and saying, let it out. I'd be going,
I'd be going, ew, swallow it. Yeah. Grody. that was really, really, really disturbing.
You saw the classic Pot equals of all time.
And you know what? That episode aired when they were doing the Little House years. So it was actually after Ma and Pa and Albert had all moved away, and the show was more focused on Laura and Almanzo.
Yes.
But Laura and Almanzo were barely in the episode. It was just Pa and Albert. And so Michael Landon said, "I'm coming back, and I'm going to do an episode with Matthew Labrador."
That's why you and that's what happens when you move to the big city, you know.
Yeah.
You get hooked on morphine.
You get hooked on the smack.
But it was bound to happen because he smoked. You know, that cigarettes are a gateway drug, and he killed a baby.
That was his gateway drug.
Yep.
Yep. So he steals. When they found him, he was a little orphan boy, and he was, like, stealing from Pa, I think. So he steals. He smokes.
Yes.
He sets fires.
Yes.
Arson.
Yes, arson. Rape, murder, arson, and rape. I'm sure he raped someone at some point.
He didn't rape anyone, but he didn't rape anyone, but he dated that one girl who was raped by that crazy man in the mime mask. Do you remember that episode?
I do not. There was actually rape on Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I bet Paul
tried. And she got pregnant, and everybody thought Albert was the
father. Oh, shit. And he probably was. Let's be honest.
No,
and it was a crack baby.
God.
Oh,
no, he swore it to God.
Well, that makes it okay.
They made him. They said, "You swear." He said, "I swear it to God." Little Albert.
And so then they sang "Bringing in the Sheaves," and Albert was cured of his morphine addiction.
Yeah. Oh, no. But you know what? The worst part of the worst thing that I saw on TV last week, in addition to the puking, what I think was even worse than the puking. Was that after Albert was cured, and they were leaving to go back to the big city where he got his morphine addiction in the first place, he had to stop by the schoolhouse and say goodbye to everybody, and do his little PSA about kids, drugs are stupid.
Drugs are goofy.
And I expected Nancy Reagan to come out and go, just say no.
In a little frilly dress.
So sad and pathetic. All right. Now, best thing you saw on TV. What was the best thing you saw on TV? Like?
Well, I'm tempted to say American Idol.
That's all right, because I'm tempted to say that episode of Little House on the Prairie.
Because Chicken Little finally got voted off. This
who's Chicken Little?
Some little kid who actually looks like Chicken Little. And was the worst singer in the history of man, and he hung around way too long, and he got voted off. But I'm not using that. Because Sunday morning, as I was getting ready to leave Morgantown, I actually caught an episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show, which I had not seen in ages. And it was
the one where... The Meerschaut's Pipe?
It was!
That was the one
Meerschaut's Pipe. And, which is not one of your stellar episodes, but I was so excited to finally see, because I love the Dick Van Dyke Show, and back when I used to stay up all night, I used to watch it almost daily, or should I say nightly, and so I got to see it. Richie was in it.
Richie was so cute. Richie hid under the sink.
Yes, he did. Daddy doesn't like me.
Daddy doesn't like me.
Your father loves you. I know, but he doesn't like me.
I love
him. And Rob acts goofy.
As he is wont to do. Yes. There was no talent show in that.
There was no talent show. Alan Brady was not in it, but Mel Cooley was. And
Alan's voice was in it, though.
You're right. You are right.
Alan's voice was in it at the end.
Yes. So that was my highlight of the week. I got to see Dick Van Dyke.
That's good.
So, Albert was your highlight of the week.
No. The best thing I saw on TV was The Sopranos.
Uh-huh.
That'll probably be my answer.
So, who got whacked this week?
Nobody got whacked. There were no funerals. Nobody got whacked. But, you know, Tony was shot in the first episode of the season. And then he's...
Dick Cheney.
by crazy fucking Uncle Junior.
Oh.
Uncle Junior shot him. And he's been in a coma all this time. And Sunday's episode, he finally came out of his coma at the end. So that made me happy.
That's good.
Yay. So, Sopranos. Sopranos is the best thing I saw this week. Unfortunately, I missed the Simpsons episode that Ricky Gervais wrote and did a guest voice on. And that was on Sunday also, and I missed it. Scotty Dude even reminded me, and I forgot to TiVo it.
Is Scotty Dude one of our podcastees?
I don't know. If he is, he hasn't...
He might be number five or six.
He could be, but I don't know yet.
We should have a contest.
You haven't said anything to me about it.
Come forward if you're number 5 or 6.
Yeah, come on, people.
Make yourself known.
You don't get a shout out unless we know who you are.
That's right. Miss Connie will not say your name on the air.
It wasn't Miss Connie when I watched Romper Room. It was somebody else.
Well, our Miss Connie, her name was actually Earlene, and we always wondered if they thought kids couldn't say Earlene, so they made her Miss Connie. And, you know, there was one episode where they, you know, when she did the magic mirror and they always showed this kaleidoscope effect, they ended the kaleidoscope too soon and you saw her switching her magic mirror. And the kids' hearts were broken that day.
That just takes away the mystery right there.
Yes, it does. I was never the same. I started smoking that very day. The mess came later.
I don't remember what our Miss Connie's name was, but it wasn't Miss Connie. It was something else. Did you have Doobie on the romper room?
Oh, yes. Doobie and Don't Be.
Don't Be a Don't Be.
Yes. And Doobie, you know, Doobie was,
he never saw
Heidi. Doobie was the good one.
Yeah. It was like Goofus and Gallant.
Yes.
She never saw Heidi in her magic mirror, ever.
You know, I don't know. Ever. Of course, I was, well, we won't go there. But I don't think I was ever mentioned in the magic mirror.
I bet she saw Elizabeth. She saw Elizabeth all the time.
You think?
Oh,
all the things she must have seen. If she saw me.
Always, I see Elizabeth, I see Mike, I see Michelle, I see Lily. She saw everybody but me.
I see Jelly Bean, but Jelly Bean can't hear me.
I see Buster and Boo. I'm always going. She would see Rob.
Did she ever see Mr. M?
Not under that name, she didn't, but she saw it under his other name.
Okay.
She would see Rob, my brother. She would always go, I see Rob, and I always go, I'm right here! She never saw
me. And that's why you had to go get Prozac at the right age.
I got Prozac for my cats,
Yeah. All
right, well, that is our Hucklebug podcast for this week. I am Stenny.
And I am Bet.
We are Bet and Stenny.
And we love our podcastees.
We love
and
our
we have comments on hucklebug.blogspot.com.
So please do leave us a comment.
If there's anything you'd like to hear us ramble on about for
45
minutes.
Yes, it doesn't have to just be Sex Lives of TV characters.
No, we are capable of talking about other things.
We are. We can discourse on a number of different subjects. It does not have to be television related.
Yes.
It could be about movies. It
could be mathematics.
Well, it could be about mathematics. It would be a very short conversation on my end, but it could consist of me just going, I didn't get it. It could be history. It could be
current events.
Trivia.
Trivia is good.
Yeah. Current events. We might start doing like a little extra trivia contest thing, and then people have to.
That's
leave
right.
Comments.
And they could win. And if nothing.
They could
win a shout-out.
They could win fabulous prizes.
Yes. The Norwich City Council.
The nature of which is yet to be determined. Anyway, so we're going to wrap it up for this week before the file gets too big and explodes my computer.
And yours, too, podcastees.
Yes.
We care about you, so we're trying to keep
you,
it to 45 minutes.
We're doing our best. We will talk at you all next week. And until then,
this is Stenny.
Do something fun with your life. No, this is Stenny.
Oh, this is Beth. Sorry. I forgot who I was.
Yeah.
And my door's closed.
Good. Thank God. Yeah, the door's closed now. Did you lock it?
Yes, it is locked.
That's good.
So, tonight, podcastees, lock your doors.
Lock your doors.
That's my message for this week.
Exactly. So, listeners, we will catch you all next week. Thanks very much.
For listening to us.
For tuning in.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye. That's the way you do it when you do it.